And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show goes down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville. We got it from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. And I mean, solid conservative, just plain right. All right. Hey, by the way, text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We got so many people that have, I mean, Boomer, we've added so many people to the text machine there. I mean, yeah, we got to give this thing a name. It's not a text, like the text machine or text something. Machine. Yeah.
Well, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Because it is a machine right now.
Oh, it's a machine, brother. And, all right, so one of them is the newly christened, because she didn't want to share her name. She is now Junebug from Hartzell. So, Junebug, you are now from Hartzell. Text in anytime. We'll just say Junebug from Hartzell. John from Decatur, with regards to the discussion a minute ago with Sparky about getting out and vote, he says, like putting legs to your prayers, you got to put legs to your beliefs and go vote. I agree, John. Good job. Tracy from Athens. First of all, he mentioned earlier in the monologue when I talked about the certificates you could get for, you know, cigarettes and buying stuff. I'd forgotten Camel also had Camel Cash. He says Camel Cash added up to some cool, useless junk. Cool spelled like cool cigarettes, K-O-O-L. I see what you did there, brother. But then he went on to say, too, with regards to voting, Tracy from Athens, the owner of my company is closing doors. No service on 11-8. If you vote, he will pay holiday pay. Awesome incentive for those who wouldn't normally vote. That is cool. That is very cool. Tracy, tell your boss thank you from us. Jeremy from Huntsville just says, right on, brother, talking about the things that we've been discussing so far. Paul from Athens just jumped right in, says, cacistocracy. There's the word, Boomer. I'm glad Paul keeps reminding us of that word.
Cacistocracy.
It's like I move past it, and then what's that great word? Oh, yeah, cacistocracy. No, cacistocracy, he also says, too, with regards to smoking, he says, I remember seeing Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble sitting behind the house puffing on a Winston. Says, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. And that's probably, I don't remember that ad, but I do not doubt it for a second. There's probably an ad somewhere with Mickey Mouse smoking a cigarette or something. All right, listen, jumping right into the Triple Dipper now. Midterm momentum, top of the hour. We're going to have Jeff Poor, my buddy from, and by the way, Jeff Poor is the executive editor of 1819 News. He also worked for Breitbart. And the guy has more political insight than most people that I know. And so he'll be on at 3 o'clock. Talking about midterms coming up. Now, I will tell you this. Looking at a piece, Wall Street Journal did a great piece, holding it up to the camera right now, if you're watching the live stream. Got these color-coded maps showing how the House and Senate races are projected right now. What's amazing is when you look at, I mean, Boomer, did you see that one? How little blue there is in the nation?
Oh, yeah.
But it boils down to what controls the politics, you know? And so when you've got these mass urban centers and they're blue, there's probably 5 congressmen in California in one of those cities because there's so many people crammed in.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
With regards to what's coming up, Wall Street Journal says all 435 seats in the House are on the ballot. All 435. But control of the House is going to come down to just several dozen races. Democrats currently control the chamber by a narrow margin of 220 to 212. That's how close it is. 3 seats are vacant. A party needs 218 seats for a majority if there's no vacancies. And we're expecting to see Republicans come back, you know, depending on which study you're looking at, upwards of 235. We can get a supermajority if we get 290, I think. 290, I believe. I'm not sure we'll get there, but, man, that would be amazing. 35 in the Senate, there's 35 Senate contests on the ballot. We don't do all of them at one time. They kind of stagger it. You know, they run 6-year terms. There are 35 Senate contests on the ballot in November, but fewer than 10 are highly competitive. But you know the deal. We're split. We're split 50-50 with Democrat Vice President Kamala Harris as a tiebreaker. So we need to pick up a couple of seats in the Senate at the very least in order to get past Kamala Harris' tiebreaking vote. We don't want to come back 50-50. We certainly don't want to lose ground. We need, in order to be effective, we need to establish the new Congress with a Republican strong majority to get past cloture, to get past filibuster. And then we need to also have a Senate that can take up what the House sends them and send it forward to Biden. Now, for the first 2 years, next 2 years, Who knows? Biden may decide that he's going to have to pivot and become more moderate, or he may just be belligerent and hang out for 2 years not signing a single bill. But you know what, though? He won't get his legislation passed, and that means something, too. Sometimes, I saw it in Montgomery, sometimes one of the most important things you can do is stop bad legislation. I mean, you'd love to see him pass all the good stuff. Pass a tax cut, you know, pass something that deals with the First Amendment, pass something that helps people. Those are important. I'm not dissing that at all. What I'm saying, though, is every once in a while, the most important thing you can do is block bad legislation. And right now, we have no ability to block it. We don't. Unless you can pull a Joe Manchin kind of thing or Kyrsten Sinema and get them on your side. All right, so how are we looking? Well, here's the deal, y'all. Momentum is apparently up. Guardian reports as of yesterday. Early voting in the midterm elections is on track to match records set in 2018, according to researchers, as voters take advantage of both in-person and mail-in voting in certain states. Okay, so here's the deal. There are some states right now that, you know, we don't do it in Alabama, but they, well, of course, we have absentee, but they truly do early voting. So states like Georgia, Florida, and Ohio are among those seeing really high volumes. Democrats right now are casting more of the early voting numbers. I know. Makes you suspect, doesn't it? New York Times reports, though, that in-person turnout is up 70% in Georgia. That's where we got the whole, you know, Stacey Abrams against the governor, Kemp. We got Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. As of Friday, it says about 520,000 people have already cast their ballots during in-person early voting, according to Fox 5 Atlanta. I mean, that's some serious momentum. That's people caring about what's happening. That's people saying, I am not going to miss the opportunity. That's a big deal. Momentum means a lot. In Ohio, more than 943,000 people have either voted or requested absentee ballots in the first week of early voting. That's an increase of 2.7% over 2018. In North Carolina, more than 186,000 ballots were already cast in North Carolina as of last Thursday, the day the early voting began. That's up since 2018. It's just, so I'm telling you, folks, there's a move. There's a push. Both sides care, by the way. It's not like it's just the Republicans. Both sides care. Both sides recognize what's at stake. 1819 News, right here in the state of Alabama, dated today. We'll take the House back, says Tuberville. Other ways, Senator Tommy Tuberville is scheduled to be here on Right Side Radio Wednesday, so stay tuned for that. The midterm election is 2 weeks away. It says the polls are still showing some races too close for comfort. However, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville said he was confident that Republicans could take back the House. But when it comes to the Senate, he says you could flip a coin. Tuberville says you would hope that we would win all the elections out there and we're supposed to win. If we do, we got an opportunity to have a majority in the Senate. Tuberville said he's been traveling the country helping Republicans in key states campaign and raise money. He said many of the toss-up races like Georgia and Pennsylvania are so close it just depends on who goes out to vote. That's what we were talking about earlier. Every single vote will count. Tuberville also said he hopes the Republicans can win the House by a wide enough margin to have a supermajority, meaning at least 290 out of 435, or two-thirds, to overcome the filibuster. I don't know that we'll get there. I don't know that we'll get 290. But I'll tell you what, though, we are seeing discussion now. It's funny to watch, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but in the last 2 weeks here, suddenly the press is beginning to acknowledge that this could be a strong Republican year. Oh, you know, you see that now, do you? Yeah, you see, you're now suddenly aware. I'll tell you what that is. That's called CYA. All that is the press recognizing it's probably going to be a Republican wave, and if we're not on the records at least acknowledging it was potential, then we're going to look pretty silly. Well, you look pretty silly already, but there you go. Wall Street Journal has a piece by Kimberly Strassel. Came out last Thursday. It says, Georgia exposes the Jim Crow 2.0 lie. So as we're moving into this whole midterm election, remember that some of the states have tightened up or changed their laws for voting. since the 2018s or the 2020s, I'm sorry, 2020 election. Georgia being one. Remember, Georgia took all the heat. So President Biden in January said that Georgia's election rules were going to suppress your vote to subvert our elections. It was Jim Crow 2.0. Insidious. It was among what Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel calls one of his more reckless speeches, though only one part of the historical overreaction to Georgia's modest changes. Remember that Major League Baseball stripped Georgia of the All-Star game. The CEOs of Delta and Coca-Cola, you know, stumbled around with their own condemnations. The Justice Department filed a lawsuit. The media began to, like, pull its hair out. Stacey Abrams out there screaming and, you know, having her fit. Georgia Republicans were, like, patiently trying to explain their reforms were just going to increase ballot access. And they were right. And now some people are asking, so when is the president and Stacey Abrams and Delta Airlines and Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola, when do they apologize? Because what we're seeing right now is all the fears that it was going to be, you know, voter suppression. Well, it's fallen by the wayside because they're having record early turnout. You don't have record early turnout if you've got voter suppression. Especially when you consider that the record early turnout is in large part Democrats, who are the ones saying they were going to be suppressed. The University of Florida's U.S. Elections Project reports that as of Thursday, some 5 million people have already voted in the 2022 general election. That's nationwide. In a story earlier this week, it says when the numbers were lower, Project Director and University of Florida political scientist Michael McDonald said, it's clear that we're above the 2018 midterm at the same point in time some states where we have comparable data. And he went on to say, it appears to be the highest midterm turnout since 1914. 1914! Over 100 years ago. And leading the pack, about one-fifth of all early votes so far, Florida. Florida, which, by the way, passed its 2021 voting reforms. So all these states, by the way, they're following Alabama. We tightened ours up a few years back. But all these states are tightening up their election laws, getting screamed at by Democrats, calling it Jim Crow 2.0, and yet it's already showing that that is the furthest thing from the truth because the early voting turnout is at epic levels. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, man. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back. We got more on this, and then, like I said, top of the hour, Jeff Poore is going to be on to opine with me momentarily about what's going on with the midterms. What does he see happening? Do we have any predictions? We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Be right back. And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. In the number one of the Triple Dipper, midterm momentum. Before I forget, though, I'll go ahead and tell you, tomorrow Katie Britt is due to be here in studio. I think we have her down for 3 o'clock. She'll be here in studio for an extended interview. So there's that at 3 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, Matt Murphy, who used to be on the air in Birmingham, is going to be on with us to talk about the Matt Walsh protest situation they had up in Nashville this past week. So that's all tomorrow. And then Wednesday, Senator Tommy Tuberville will be on the show. So, yeah, stay tuned. We got several things lined up. And I got some great guests lined up for Thursday and Friday, which we're still finalizing some of the details. But you're going to want to hear all of that. Going to be a full week. We got a caller on line one, bud. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan, how you doing, bud?
Hey, listen, I'm going to line up, yeah, right at that poll. That's where I'll be. Bottom line is this. I'm excited. This vote makes a difference. Every vote makes a difference no matter how long you've been on this earth. But this one really means a lot. See, I'm voting. What I'm voting for, everybody needs to know this, it's not the party. I'm going to vote for the person or party or persons that's going to get me where I want to be. And as far as I'm concerned, fella, I know where I want to be, and that's less taxes. I want cheaper gas. I want secure borders. I want to take care of the American people that live in this country. All right. And I also want my 401k to do good. There's a lot of people that think the same way I do. It doesn't have to do with party, everybody. It's about who's going to get you where you want to be, that you know it's going to be good for you and your family, and you're going to end up with a little extra cash in your pocket. And then maybe you can donate it to a worthy cause or do something for somebody. This is how it works, doesn't it?
That, you're exactly right. Hey, and let me ask you, I've asked you before, but let me ask you again, your home state, what are you hearing back there in your birth state of Michigan? Is Gretchen Whitmer going to get voted out as governor? What do you think?
Well, okay. So we're it's a heavy unionizing. You know, when I was in a union too, I got no problem with that, okay? But, you know, unions got to also look at different pages of the book, not just buy the book their way and no other way. So, as far as Gretchen Wilson's concerned, she might get reelected because there'll be some Michiganders that just vote for the D. You pull a D lever. And, you know, that's not the way you're supposed to do it. But they do it because they side with the union, which I understand. But the bottom line, it's going to hurt you in the long run, because right now Michigan's having it just as tough as every other state, for exception of the border states that got it worse because they got to deal with the illegal aliens. So, Yeah, they could easily stay the way it is right now, and that'd be a shame because all my family lives there. I don't talk about politics with my family because I don't want to, all right? Because it doesn't, again, I'll repeat, I'm very repetitive. It doesn't matter about the party, guys. It's about who's going to get you where you need to be so you can be not only a good citizen, a well-off citizon that's happy and be able to share your wealth with everybody else.
Wolverine Dan, appreciate you, man. Thanks for the call.
See ya.
All right, see ya. All right, let me skip forward here again. I mentioned earlier that we've got nearly 6 million ballots, by some counts, have already been cast. That's early voting in multiple states. Battleground states like Arizona, Pennsylvania, Democrats, it says, are outpacing Republicans in the pre-election ballots, but that's also because Republicans typically prefer to vote in person. They believe that, you know, generally speaking, we tend to run that way. And it's a big deal in Pennsylvania. 73% of the 423,000 ballots cast so far in Pennsylvania have been Democrats, 19% Republicans. You look at this and think, what's driving people to the polls? What is driving people to the polls right now? And NBC says it's anger. I'd like to believe it's not anger, but then again, I get it. I would call it dissatisfaction. I mean, it seems like the news points always want to use backlash, anger. No, it's more like deep concern and why did you do that? And we can't let that happen anymore. NBC News says, less than 3 weeks before Election Day, voter interest has reached an all-time high for the midterm elections. 80% of Democrats and Republicans both believe the political opposition party poses a threat that, if not stopped, would destroy America. I think Republicans believe that right now more than Democrats. Joe Biden's approval rating, it says, remains steady at 45%. However, it is in the 30s and low 40s, depending upon which poll you're looking at, when it comes to independents and swing voters. So basically, that means the GOP holds the advantage. Right now, in congressional preferences, Republicans tend to lead the general ballot, 48 to 47. That's still close. So many things here I'm going to tell you about. But first, we're going to talk to Jeff Poor when we get back from this break. He's got all kinds of insights. We'll see what his thoughts are on what is driving people to the polls. What will happen when the polls are closed? Do we see a Republican wave? More to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.